This week on Minnesota Native News, we hear about Fond du Lac's work to protect moose in the ceded territories, an urban initiative to boost graduation rates, and the local recipient of a national award for philanthropy in Indian Country.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.
This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. According to the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources, the state's moose population dropped over 50% from 2010 to 2013. Many think there's a conglomeration of causes, including loss of habitat, stress, and disease. Some Ojibwe tribes are working in collaboration with state agencies and others to try to bring back the moose population. Reporter Melissa Townsend tells us more.
The Fond du Lac and Grand Portage bands of Lake Superior Chippewa are working with the state DNR and others as part of the Minnesota Moose Habitat Collaborative. They are tending county, state, and federal lands in order to create the kind of habitat where moose thrive. They're doing prescribed burns in some areas, and in others harvesting timber, planting trees, and mowing brush. Mike Schreg is the wildlife biologist for the Fond du Lac band. He says moose have always been important to the band, but interest in their population grew in the late 1980s. That's when the courts legally recognized the band's right to hunt on the 1854 ceded territories, where the moose live. Schreg says a number of band members would go moose hunting every fall. The band generally issued between 60 and 70 hunting permits.
From the Fond du Lac Reservation there by Cloquet, it's 2 to 3 hour drive to get up into the better moose country in Lake and Cook County. And then typically you would set up in a cutover area that had recently been logged and call and try and attract another moose in with their calling. And that was pretty effective for a number of band members.
Because of the decline in the population, the band hasn't had a moose hunting season since 2012.
There was a fair amount of disappointment, and it's a significant amount of meat when you drop a 1,000-pound moose. But certainly within Fond du Lac, even a number of the band members that do hunt, when the moose population dropped low enough and it was clear they were in trouble, and a number of our hunters were just uncomfortable continuing to hunt moose.
Now the band is working with other members of the Minnesota Moose Habitat Collaborative to restore moose habitat in order to increase the population. Schreg says it will likely be the next generation who sees the benefits of this current restoration work. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Melissa Townsend.
The mayors of Minneapolis and St. Paul recently announced their collaboration to better support boys and young men of color, including American Indians. Mayors Hodges and Coleman are engaging their cities in President Obama's initiative called My Brother's Keeper. It's a challenge to communities across the U.S. to find ways to increase academic achievement and reduce violence for boys of color. Jane Eastwood is Education Policy Director for St. Paul Mayor Chris Coleman, and she's involved in the city's initiative.
It's really trying to do the work differently and paying much closer attention to culturally specific practice that is so often missing in our approaches. When they just become all data-driven, we're missing out on what kids really need, which is something that speaks to them and who they are culturally and personally.
American Indians make up roughly 1% of the St. Paul population, and their on-time graduation rate hovers around 50%. In Minneapolis, American Indians are roughly 2% of the population, and most recent stats say on-time graduation rate is 29%. The federal government has not created any new funding sources for the program, but Eastwood says Obama's new national nonprofit called My Brother's Keeper Alliance may provide some funding in the future. The Shakopee Mdewakanton Sioux community was recently honored by a coalition of more than 150 Native American organizations involved in philanthropy. The tribal community was honored with the 3rd Annual Tribal Philanthropy Award for their charitable giving. Elaine Rasmussen is spokesperson with Native Americans in Philanthropy, the organization honoring the tribe's work. She says the Shakopee Mdewakanton Sioux community has a depth of experience that can help steer the work of other tribes and Native American organizations.
What's great about what Shakopee has to offer is their experience and what the pitfalls and challenges that they've come up against, but also to share their vision and how can we leverage other partners instead of it all being on the shoulders of one particular philanthropic organization or one particular tribe.
According to a statement from the SMSC, the community and its gaming enterprise has donated more than $325 million over its lifetime. This is Minnesota Native News.